Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. For the statistical purposes, what is the year of your birth, please? Hello, ma'am. Your opinion is important.
I understand what you were saying. You was calling from where now?
It's Georgia Opinion Service. That's the name of the company. We're conducting a statewide opinion survey. For the statistical purposes, what is the year of your birth, please?
1974.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And for classification purposes, what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. One moment, please. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Really neither, but when I vote, I do Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Not a strong Democrat. Thank you so much. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received, ma'am?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, thank you so much. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, someone unsatisfied or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Am I satisfied? No.
No, I was getting ready to pull out now. Okay, well, y'all ain't too far, are you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Did you hear the question?
You asked another one after you asked about.
Okay. Yes.
I thought I answered.
When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied?
Very unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied. Thank you, ma'am. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
And do you disapprove strongly or just somewhat disapprove?
Just somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat, thank you, ma'am. How favorable or unfavorable are you? Are your opinions of each of the following? Use a scale from 0 to 10. If it means that 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, in other words, neutral. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the person or group, just tell me that, okay? Fannie Willis. How do you feel about Fannie Willis, if you are familiar
never
with the name? Never heard of him. Brian Kemp.
We'll say about a 4. I'm going up six.
Six, all right. No, that's all right, ma'am. You can change your mind if you want to. How about Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris?
I'm gonna say a 6 as well.
6 as well, thank you, ma'am. Mr. Donald Trump. How do you feel about Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
4.
4, okay. Democrats in Congress.
4.
4 as well. Okay. In Cornel West.
I haven't heard that one.
Cornel West. First name is C O R N E L L West. Cornel West.
Right.
Never heard of
them. Haven't heard of them.
Well,
nope.
You can. And how do you feel about Joe Biden?
4.
Okay.
Yes.
Very well. Moving on. Thank you, ma'am. No matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
1.
1?
Yes.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to their community? rate the amount of power you feel your community has from 0 to 10, same. 0 means black community has no power at all. 10 means black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter. 8.
Yes.
Very well. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. How would you describe the black political power since 2020? Would you say it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful since 2020?
No difference.
No difference. All right. Moving on. Thank you. I know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? How likely are you to vote from 0 to 10? 0 means that you definitely will vote. 5 means some 50-50. 10 means you definitely will vote.
10.
Thank you so much. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I don't care at all.
Not at all? All right.
No.
Okay. If the November 25th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Cornel West, or other third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided at this point?
Undecided, but I won't vote for neither of them.
So undecided. Totally undecided, I guess. Now for something a little bit different. Has your life gotten better, getting worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
The same.
Same. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First issue is mention is inflation and the cost of living. From 0 to 10, how important is that for Democrats to take care of it?
It's 10.
10? Thank you.
Yes.
How about criminal justice reform?
Yeah, 10.
10 as well. All right. Gun control.
10.
10. Environmental justice.
10.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
And crime and violence.
10.
10. All right. Next one is going to get interesting. I'm going to read you a list of issues. I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has been definitely being one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. 0 means the issue has not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Use any number between 0 and 10. For inflation and the cost of living, has that been one of the top priorities for Democrats?
Okay, hold on a minute. Before you continue, how much longer do you have? My phone is like 1%.
Excuse me?
After how many more questions do you have for my phone?
Oh, almost done, man. Almost done.
Okay.
Inflation and the cost of living, from 0 to 10, has that been a top priority for Democrats in the last few years or not? From 0 to 10, you can choose any number.
I'm going to say 5.
5, okay. How about criminal justice reform? Has that been a top priority for Democrats?
5.
5. Gun control?
5.
Environmental justice?
5.
Voting rights?
Okay, we have enough.
5.
And crime and violence?
Somebody else.
5.
5 as well. Very well. Moving on, ma'am. Almost there. I'm going to read you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress has passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted